What's another year to someone who's getting used to being alone? I've been crying such a long time with such a lot of pain in every tear. What's another year?
Yeah, there you go. That's Johnny Logan, What's Another Year? And is that the song we're all going to be singing about Eurovision next year? Because of the decision made yesterday by RTÉ and a number of other countries' broadcasters to pull out of the competition and not take part in the Eurovision Song Contest. It will also not be broadcast by RTÉ after the European Broadcasting Union confirmed that Israel will be allowed to take part. With me in the line to talk about this, and I'd be curious, as I said, for your views on it, is Johnny O'Mahony from Bandon. He's been to the Eurovision over 20 times. Seamus O'Neill is the creator and presenter of I'm Sorry 0 Points Eurovision podcast. And good morning to both of you, and thanks for joining us in the programme. Johnny, if I can start
morning,
with you.
Johnny.
Look, you're a dedicated fan. You've gone to so many of these. You went to Malmo in 2023. What do you make of the decision by RTÉ?
Not surprised. And I have to say kudos to RTÉ for sticking to their guns. And, you know, it was inevitable, I think. Anyone that expected a different result yesterday was living in another world, I think. RTÉ made the statement earlier, going back a few weeks, months ago, that if Israel were taking part, they would withdraw. And they've stood by their guns and they've done that. So not surprised. Disappointing, obviously. But it is what it is. And I think the EBU kind of... that there had been problems with the voting, and they, rather than deal with the real issue why people don't want Israel participating, they addressed the voting issue, which is another big issue, and that wasn't dealing with the problem. So I think Ireland have done the right thing, RTÉ have done the right thing, and we won't be in.
Yeah. Is the big problem the fact that there wasn't even allowed to be a vote on Israel's participation? Is that why RTÉ and the other countries, you think, pulled out?
Yeah. That's part of it. I mean, the EBU looked at it like, oh, we've addressed the situation, whereas the situation wasn't just the voting. There's lots of issues there, and the main issue, obviously, is the Israeli-Gaza war. And that's, you know, there was nothing... people didn't have an opportunity to say, right, well, the public have spoken, and they went with this. And it's disappointing. As well as that, as you said, RTÉ won't broadcast, and... you'd say, what's another year? It's going to be, what's another 2 years? Because the whole, in the rules of Eurovision, if you to participate next year, you have to broadcast this year. So, like, the rules state that, right, RTÉ won't be broadcasting this year. So that puts them out of participating next year, regardless of the situation.
In 2027. Right.
Yeah, in 2027.
Okay.
So... we're down to that.
Seamus,
as well.
Look, what's your view on it, and what does this mean for the competition as a whole? Meant to be the 70th anniversary of Eurovision in Austria next year.
Yeah, hi, Jerry. Yeah, it's going to be a very tainted 70th anniversary next year in Vienna, I'm afraid. It's a strange day when you have the Eurovision making the headlines across the world on all the news channels. But yeah, as Johnny said, they're not surprising about Ireland's decision. They had made a statement a couple of months ago, along with a few other broadcasters as well, that they would pull out of Israel, were allowed to continue to participate. So it wasn't unexpected, I guess, but it is a huge decision, and it's... kind of a dark day, I suppose, for the Eurovision Song Contest, really. And it definitely casts a shadow over the show next year and the 70th anniversary next year.
Yeah, and that's part of it. Now, this isn't the first time this has happened, just to clarify for people. I think Austria pulled out many years ago over the participation of Spain when it was under the Franco regime. So there is precedent for this, but Seamus, there isn't really a clear roadmap as to what happens now, because you have several countries pulling out all at the same time, including Spain, which is one of the big five EBU members, one of the big media markets.
Yes, and that's, I suppose, the biggest shock really is that Spain have decided to pull out as well. They are one of the big five, which means that they contribute the most money to the EBU to fund Eurovision, and they're automatically qualified for the final each year, for the Eurovision final each year. So it's huge that they're pulling out, and it's a big thing. So between Spain, Ireland, Slovenia, and the Netherlands, it's a huge decision. We are expecting maybe one or two more countries will also pull out. So Belgium and Iceland have yet to make a decision, and we're thinking we'll hear from them next week whether they'll pull out or not. So there may be one or two more countries pulling out. However, then you have the EBU working in the background, trying to counteract the countries pulling out by also bringing back some countries next year. So they've been in talks with Bulgaria, Romania and Moldova to bring them back next year. And then you also have the EBU talking to Canada about introducing Canada to Eurovision, maybe not for next year, but more likely the following year. So I suppose the EBU are kind of trying to work way in the background to maybe counteract the countries that are leaving to bring others back or into the contest for the first time.
Yeah, so you'll have to call it World Vision if Canada come into it along with Australia. It'll stretch across all sorts of contests. Seamus, I'll ask you both this question, start with you. Seamus, where do you stand with the argument from people who say, for God's sake, this is a music competition, this is a singing competition, it's not meant to be about geopolitics?
Yeah, and that is correct. Like, it is first and foremost a music competition. However, politics and geopolitics have always been there and have always been surrounding the contest. Just in some years more than others, it's been more prevalent and more obvious. And it's just in the world we live in today, everything is so closely linked to politics, you know. So the idea to say that it's not political anymore is, you know, you're kind of just covering your eyes with your hands, really. Of course, there is political influence and geopolitics involved. And I feel like the EBU just haven't made the right decisions, and they've kind of just let it up to the members. So really, for me, it's just been mishandled and mismanaged over the past 2 years by the EBU, and that's where I would lay the blame.
Johnny, same question to you.
I agree with that completely. Yeah, I agree completely. And I mean, the Eurovision originated after World War II. It was to bring countries together within Europe after World War II. So, and I mean, war is kind of still the highlight here. And 100%, the EBU have not addressed the whole situation correctly. They've kind of, they've just sidelined the whole thing. And, you know, it's a difficult situation to be in, but I mean, you got to make a decision and stand to it and go with it. But I don't think they've dealt with it correctly at all.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Seamus, RT's decision, look, is undoubtedly sincere. And I confess that it was the second thought I had when I heard the news yesterday. Maybe I'm just a world-weary journalist and a cynic. But what do you say to the notion that this is actually quite handy for RTE? They're holding anyone holding the purse strings aside there will find them fairly bare at the moment. They won't be crying all that much about not being part of an event that cost them so much.
Yes, that did cross my mind too, that it's very handy for RTE. They'll save at least 350,000 next May anyway. So yeah, cynics among us.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You think it suits Johnny to some extent?
It does, but I don't think that's their...
I'm not suggesting it is either, fairness.
I know, but
you have to take them at their word.
And bear in mind, countries that may not withdraw, like say for the likes of Sweden, their national final is a huge 6 week
event.
Much bigger than your event, and it's a big money spinner for them as well. So I mean, when you look at that, there are other countries, they have big shows based around their national selection. RT doesn't have that, so I mean, you know, it's not a big income for RT, but for other countries that will participate, it's a big money maker. if they participate. But if they don't participate, why would you have a competition to select a song to go to Eurovision that we're not going? So I think there's every country has their own reasons for going or not going, and that's where we find ourselves, I think.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. Okay, Seamus, a member of the previous Israeli deputation to Eurovision was interviewed on Morning Ireland this morning, and he was asked for his reaction and whether Ireland would be missed. He said, "We haven't had a decent song in 25 years." So there's no love lost there.
No.
Seamus, tell me this. Look, the way things are going, and look, this is a hypothetical question, but based on how I see it, in terms of the situation in Gaza and in the West Bank and settlements and people still dying and it being a very fractious situation, the number of people dead, the 70,000 dead, the October 7th attack, this question isn't going to be settled anytime soon. And if Israel are going to continue to be part of the Eurovision, which looks likely now with the EBU not having the vote, not allowing the vote, will we ever be back in Eurovision? Because how can RTE, even in 2 years' time, say, oh, all right, we've moved on, things are grand now, there's peace in the Middle East. Have we created a hostage to fortune here, do you think, in terms of ever participating?
I think the Eurovision has changed dramatically and it will never probably go back to what it was, I think, is my own opinion. And I'm delighted that Ireland have made the stand along with the other countries. And it's rare that myself and Eurovision fans would say that we're actually proud of the decision RTÉ has made. It's very rare we would say that. What I imagine, and this is my own thinking, will happen is I imagine we will stay out of it next year. And I imagine there will be further discussions then, and maybe we will come back in 2027. But it will be a very different contest. It will never be the same again. I imagine discussions will be had, and hopefully we will return in 2027, and they will allow Ireland back. Even if we don't broadcast this next year, they will probably allow us back. But it is a very different contest now, and it will always be a different contest. It will never go back to what it was.
Okay, all right. Johnny O'Mahony and Seamus O'Neill, thanks so much for talking to us on the programme this morning
Jerry.
About that. That's Johnny O'Mahony from Band and Seamus O'Neill of the I'm Sorry 0 Points Eurovision podcast. Lister gets in touch this morning and says, Jerry, they might as well change the name to Middle East Vision since that's where their priorities lies. Absolutely disgusted with the EBU this morning. Another listener says, hi Jerry, well done to RTE for deciding to boycott the Eurovision because of Israeli participation. Now Ireland needs to follow through with a complete cultural, economic and sporting boycott of Israel, says Redmond Roach from Castle Island. On the way, the future of the GAA.
Kerry Today on Radio Kerry.
Brought to you in association with KWD Recycling, collecting waste and recycling at your door.